All right. So I'm wearing a clown suit.
Here, you want to take that?
Guy walks into a guy walks into a bar wearing a clown suit. Yeah, go on.
Is this good for the show? Is this good for show morale? Is this good for
you
in
a clown
morale?
Suit?
Today was particularly good because you do seem really beaten today.
It is day three.
And you and showed a lot of guts taking this bet, and I backed out like a big pansy. And, man, do I feel like a pansy looking at you in a clown suit right now.
It sits there in the corner of my bedroom.
Laughing at you?
Yeah, and the pile of Long Johns lay next to it, and it's just...
That's hot.
I couldn't get out of bed this morning thinking that I just had to go put on the clown suit.
See, Monday was a pass because it was President's Day and no one was here.
Right.
Didn't you roll through the back way Tuesday? I thought I saw you rolling the other way.
Yes, I walked.
Right.
I haven't walked through the sales office yet.
You haven't?
No. So I don't want to deal with Ryan and...
Well, we have to. We have to, dude.
I don't want to deal with everybody in their comments. Yeah, we get it. I'm wearing a clown suit.
Cuban was unfazed.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban is awesome.
He's seen crazier.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine the things he's seen? So we were thinking maybe we'd go walk through the sales office now since I haven't done it yet.
All right.
Go
who's we?
Bennett. The great Donovan.
Yeah, all right. I'm rolling with
him. Okay, this is exciting. Do we have clown music for this sort of thing? Or?
Jake says there's a big meeting in the meeting room, too. Do you think we should go in there?
I think you should absolutely go in there. All right, so we have Dan and Donovan now.
I'm going to bring my phone for selfies, if any of the girls...
Oh, yeah, you know what? We do need a picture of you for the web. So if someone wants to take a Dan picture... Okay, good. Donovan, do you read me?
I can't hear you, but can you hear me?
We're in the same room!
I can.
Oh, yeah. Should we share an earbud?
You just got to keep Dan on point.
All right.
All right, what are we going to do? This wireless technology doesn't sound that great, does it? Or is it my headphones that are cutting
in? You sound quite solid.
Oh, okay.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Apparently the headphones are cutting in and out, but I will fight through that.
You guys like it, right, Jake?
And let the instinct take over.
Okay.
We are walking through the hallway of Cumulus Radio, and if you know anything about Cumulus, in the last few years, we've become so much more corporate. We're not in our quaint old studios anymore. We're just in a cookie-cutter studio that looks the same as all the other studios.
No more blow.
We're coming upon the sales office, and should I walk by that room? I'm going to walk by that room. I don't see Scott Strong in there right now. I'll go back to that. The big meeting room, Bob, is full of about 15 old white men discussing our futures.
Oh, no way.
Now we walk into the Cumulus sales area, where people are making cold calls. They're hard at work.
Donovan, is he getting any looks?
Who are you?
I'm Katie. Who are
hey.
You?
What are you doing?
An email.
Say what? Sending an email?
An email, yeah.
Do you ever send anything risque? Do you use, what's Cuban's thing? Do you use Cyberdust?
I've never heard of Cyberdust.
Really? If we text each other, no, I would text you something and then it would disappear within 30 seconds after you read it or looked at it.
So it's kind of like Snapchat, but it's text messaging, right?
Sure. Yeah. Does that happen on Snapchat? What do you do here?
Sales rep.
Sales rep. That sounds pretty vague. Huh? Oh, this is your second day?
It is, yeah. Still brand new. New kid in class.
So, how old are you?
I'm 30.
30? Donovan has always called that the perfect age. No ring on that finger.
Yeah, you're correct.
Why is that crazy?
You know, you tell me. I don't know. There is no good answer for that question, I don't think.
I've always thought, are you dating someone?
I'm not.
The way I got married was, we're both 30, and we're like, might as well.
Didn't have anything better to do, so you decided to get hitched.
She sounds like a local gal.
Are you a local girl? Where'd you go to high school?
I'm actually from Arkansas.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right, I'll speak slower.
I do have shoes on. We do wear shoes.
Well, are you a smoker?
I'm not.
Never?
Never.
Herb?
No.
If she tokes, she pokes.
All right. Well, nice to meet you, Candy. What's your name? Candy?
Katie.
Katie. Okay.
Pam.
Thanks, Katie.
It's Candy in my dreams. It's Candy. Yeah.
All right. We're walking through the sales office. Guy. Oh, well, we walked past her, Jake.
Double back. It won't be awkward.
We now descend upon the desk of Jennifer Jenneman.
This is Dan That's in a closet. By the way, how come Candy had nothing to say about your outfit?
Oh, should I be asking her about
that? Well, I don't know. It just seems like
that's I'm wearing a clown suit.
The whole point of this is to see people's reaction to your clown outfit.
Okay, well, let's ask Jennifer Jenneman, KSCS Sales. That must be tough.
Not so much. It's not so bad, no.
Everything going fine over there at country music? Do you like country music? Don't lie.
I love country music.
All right, she just lied. What am I supposed to ask? Oh, how do you like the clown suit? Do you know who I am, first of all?
I can guess, but no, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, guess.
Yeah, go ahead and guess.
I'm guessing you work for the ticket.
How long has she worked in this building?
How long have you worked in this building?
I've worked here for about 6 months, a little more.
Completely unfazed by the ticket on air staff. Great.
Yeah, are you... do you think this is an odd thing? Do you think this boosts morale? Do you think... Well, let's go with those questions.
Does you think?
Absolutely That's boosts morale. That's a final question, bro. I love it. Okay.
Keep it up. Do you feel like clown suit is an aphrodisiac? You don't have a ring either. How old are you?
I'm 28.
28. Okay, you shouldn't get married yet. Had any kids? How many kids you got?
I have three dogs. Zero human kids.
Okay. Boyfriend?
Boyfriend.
Yeah?
Yes.
When's he going to... Pop the question. Have you been thinking about it?
You should call him and ask.
What's his name?
James Smith.
That's the fakest name I've ever heard. All right, well, that's Jennifer Jenneman. That's a fake
name,
too.
That sounds extremely made up.
That is. We're working our way back to Dan Bennett's office, I think. Dan Bennett is our supreme leader.
Hey.
Hey, Candy, what do you think of the clown outfit?
It scares me to death, to be honest.
Does it look really creepy? Like somebody said, I needed a cigarette. I needed a cigarette hanging out of my mouth.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
You got a smoke? Go ahead and give me a smoke.
I don't smoke.
Would you hire him for a party?
No.
All right. There's Candy. That's Candy Katie.
Yeah.
All right. Let's walk by a bunch of sausage. Who? Lindsay. All right. Let's go see Lindsay.
What's Donovan doing?
Hey, here's Brett Turner from Grapevine Ford fame. How you doing?
Beautiful.
Yeah, whatever. also not interested in you. All right, we're going to... Hey, here's Michelle. Come here, Michelle. Let me talk to you for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michelle 3000.
Oh, my God. Hello.
Hello.
I love your outfit. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very festive.
Let's talk Mavs. What do you think, second half of the season?
I'm not sure. I'm still a little worried about the defense.
The defense.
Let's go on to something that has some importance to it, if in fact there is anything.
Should we get Nash back?
Would you like? What if they got Nash back? What would you do?
I mean, I'd love it if he was like a cheerleader on the
bench. You may have missed what I said. I said, let's go on to something that has some importance to it, if in fact there is anything.
All right, Desmond. Hey, Lindsay, what are you doing? Where are you going? Oh, all right. Well, let's work our way to Dan Bennett's office. Or do you want to go see Alex Beard? Nah. Alex got a bag. We all know that.
I want you in that meeting.
Say again, Jake. I'm cutting out.
That meeting.
Bust into that meeting.
Oh, Dan Bennett's not in there? All right, well, let's circle around and go to the meeting.
He's probably in the meeting.
Yeah. Probably needs your help in that meeting.
That's department head meeting?
Oh, yeah. You got to go in there and refocus the troops.
So...
I don't know what to say, really.
Lindsay, what are you doing? Lindsay's one of the twins.
It's been a tough quarter.
Hello.
What do you think of the clown outfit?
I think it's hot.
Yeah? Obviously, you're married. What if your husband wore this outfit? Are you guys, you're certainly to the point now. How long have you been married?
15, 20 years?
16.
Okay.
You're to the point now that it is totally boring and you need things to spice it up, right?
I need clown outfits.
Okay. Would you?
Would you be into it?
I don't know.
All right, well, Lindsay's husband, if he's listening, she may or may not do that. All right, now we're walking by Craig Cohn. What do you think of Craig Cohn, Donovan? Oh, here's Lindsay One. How you doing, Lindsay? How long have you worked here?
Like 3 years.
Yeah. What is my name?
Dan.
Okay.
Last
name?
Tell us more.
Dan Clown Dan.
And who do you sell for?
The Wolf.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If she was a ticket sales, that would be probably bad, right?
No, it would be really bad.
Who's on the Wolf?
Who's on the Wolf? What do you mean?
Like, do they have anybody anybody's heard of?
Lisa Taylor. And
keep going. No, it's Hawkeye, right? Isn't Hawkeye's show on the Wolf?
We got
no, what's he on?
Dynamo sales staff here. All
right. Well, call Lindsay Journal.
Sounds very chill right now.
Married?
I mean, buy it, whatever.
Not married? That must be a prerequisite for working here. Hot, young, not married, right?
Into beards.
All right, well, good times.
Good times. I like it.
High five.
Yeah, you gotta change things up.
Yeah.
Right, Don? Bob?
Sure.
You've been in a loveless marriage for quite some time as well. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about at all.
Pan! Hi, Pan.
Hi.
How you doing? How do you like my outfit?
You look fabulous.
Does it do anything for you?
I'm sorry. No, I'm not into clowns.
What if they were into you?
See what I said there?
I just walked right into that, didn't I?
How I reversed that? Now you can think about that. All right, what are you wearing today?
A sweater.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Slow down. All right. Hold on. That's Pan.
That is Pan.
I think there's an N. It's like a silent...
Whoa.
Like here? What are you talking about?
Oh, I didn't know you were still here.
Time to stop that.
We're racist. We're racist. We're racist. And you know we love it. We love it. All right, apparently now, what are you saying?
There's a meeting going on that you need to attend.
Why?
There's a few people in there that I'd like to say hi.
This is a department head meeting. Is Bennett in there?
Is Donovan? Bennett in
now,
there?
Now, here, Donovan.
Only one way to find
What's
out.
That?
You are shaking your head as if we should not do this.
No. I'm laughing, saying it's going to be tense, but by all means, go in.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
It's not you, right?
But you're the clown. You're the entertainment.
Send in the clown. Go. Get it?
The whole office is chanting for Dan to go into the department head meeting right
so
now.
So people aren't who
These
aren't in the meeting?
These hate their bosses. These people really hate their bosses. Is Kat in there?
Yes.
Go.
All right. Here we go. Good afternoon, Kat. I'm Dan McDowell from The Ticket. I'd like to say hello.
Never heard of you.
We're just walking around judging station morale right now. We understand this is a department head meeting. Where's Dan? Dan left? I'm sorry, ma'am. My name is Dan McDowell. I'm with The Ticket in Dallas.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
What were you just talking about that I interrupted?
Well, we're just winding down our meeting, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. What are we doing? What are we wrapping up?
We're wrapping up a meeting. So
okay, what were the notes? Yeah, you're being very vague and evasive here.
Right, on purpose.
Oh,
okay. top secret cumulus type things happening here? How's Q1 going? How are we doing?
Yeah, it's a dress code meeting.
How do you think? What do you think of this?
I think I'd have to send you home for the afternoon to go home and change.
But everything is covered up nicely, and I'm very appropriate.
Yeah, a little bit too bright, though.
Do you feel underrepresented as a female in the workplace here at Cumulus? Go ahead, your thoughts on that.
No, because we're all work bees. Just cranking it out.
Okay. Go ahead. Would you mind singing the Cumulus theme song, and then I'll get out of here?
Why don't you lead it, and I'll just chime in. I don't know.
We're Cumulus, and that's the way we like it.
Oh.
Well, I apologize for interrupting your meeting. Everybody seemed to have been locked in before I walked in here, so I really appreciate your time.
Bappy.
Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
Can you name all the stations here at Cumulus?
Smoker?
Yes, I can.
Yes, Smoker?
All right. No, I better... I'm going to quit while I'm ahead, guys. Kat, as you know, I'm receiving many suggestions on things to talk about, but we're not going to do it.
Good.
Thank you, Cumulus. Thank you. Bye.
That's Dan.
Sales office.
Making the rounds as a clown. It's Clown Week. All right.